Antidote sealing. Resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Carrie Fisher said that. Lying here in the darkened room on my freshly made bed, staring at the stars projected on the ceiling by my Spitz Junior Planetarium, I silently ponder the universe, and the universe silently and dispassionately ignores me. When I was young and green and burdened with the implanted beliefs of the people in my little world, I could actually delude myself into thinking that all's well that ends well, that it's easy to whistle a happy tune whenever I feel afraid, that if you do unto others, they will do likewise unto you, that if you're really good and search hard for your mittens, you'll get some pie. I know now, ruminating and reminiscing, that none of the above will necessarily happen. I know now that not everything ends well, but sometimes it does. That if you whistle past the graveyard, you may still be frightened, but sometimes not. That if you practice the golden rule, others will seldom practice it right back. But now and then, somebody might. That if you work hard and do good deeds, you may never, ever be rewarded. But once in a while, it can happen. I'm also in the process of trying to digest the immutable fact that I should be mature enough to find satisfaction in the good things that occur spasmodically and unpredictably, that I shouldn't spend much of my time resenting the good stuff that doesn't happen, the bad stuff that often happens. When will I stop taking the poison? When will I realize that accentuating the positive is the antidote, that eliminating the negativity is required to live a peaceful life? And once I realize this, when will I learn to forget and truly forgive, which are one and the same thing? Remembrance is a burden sometimes. But now, as I grow, remembrance is the sweetest thing in the starry-ceilinged universe.